The average Vermont dairy farmer is almost 60 years old, and that makes the industry especially vulnerable to the coronavirus. To prepare for possible worker shortages, NOFA Vermont is looking to recruit and pay relief workers who can help with milking if and when the need arises. VPR's Angela Evansy has more.
If there's one thing this pandemic can't disrupt, it's a milking schedule.
The cows need to be milked twice a day, and these are not operations that can stop.
Grace Odell is the executive director of NOFA Vermont. The organization wants to connect farms with people who have prior experience in the dairy industry. The plan is to pay these relief milkers using NOFA's Farmer Emergency Fund.
We know there are a lot of people who may be teachers at tech schools or meal professionals or people in other lines of work who may or may not have work right now. And so we see it as a win-win. You know, potentially we could help provide some support for those people and help connect the farmers with relief workers who are needed.
If you don't have the experience to help out, you can donate to the emergency fund. Grace Odell says NOFA is looking to support as many farms as possible.
This is a service that we're trying to put out for organic farmers, for conventional farmers, for migrant farmers. We're all in this together.
The advocacy group Migrant Justice says it's collaborating on this effort and also working to make sure the migrant worker community is getting the support it needs right now. Spokesperson Enrique Barcasar says this means connecting workers with the many local mutual aid efforts that have popped up in recent days.
At times, accessing these resources is not so easy for our community. There can be fear or confusion. Sometimes the language is an obstacle. So we're working with a group of volunteers who are sharing information with our community.
But Balcázar says that despite the COVID-19 crisis, life for Vermont's migrant workers looks more or less the same.
Our situation as dairy workers is not changed. We have to work 60, 70 hours a week. We are excluded from many labor protections. This is why our work is so important. In this moment, many people are recognizing the importance of agricultural workers, you know? Because we're the ones that are providing food for the entire country.
As for the social isolation many Vermonters are now feeling and the fear of going out into the world, Enrique Balcázar says migrant workers live this day in, day out. For VPR News, I'm Angela Evansy.